Hello, my friends. This is Bishop Campbell welcoming you again to a short meditation on the theme of living the Catholic life. From a long-standing tradition within the Church, on the first Sunday of Lent, the Gospel reading is always taken from one of the Gospel accounts of the temptations of Jesus in the desert. These are accounts that are really fairly familiar to all of the faithful Catholics, but they present an opportunity, and I think this is why the Church always insists that this be read on the first Sunday of Lent, to understand what the meaning of our temptation is, the sources of our sin, and the reason why we fall into them. And if Jesus has been tempted, then he understands our humanity and our human condition. So therefore, having thought of that account from Matthew of the temptations of Jesus in the desert, which you heard in this past Sunday, is an opportunity for us to talk about the nature of temptation and how to deal with them. You remember that as our Lord emerged from the desert, having overcome those temptations, his first preaching in his public ministry was the call to repentance and conversion of life. Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. And the first act of repentance called for by our Lord and called for by this Lenten season is understanding the reason why we fall into sin. Now, frankly, temptations are a fact of human life for all Christians. If our Lord himself had to face these, why do not we ourselves have to face them? They are a temptation to be sad or to give up, but we must be vigilant about them. Temptation is not the sin. Giving into it is. And I believe that over time and following an appropriate Christian discipline, the power of temptation lessens, but does not disappear. This is why in the Church's life, those moments approaching the death of a faithful Christian are particularly important, that facing the reality of death, there be not a temptation to lose faith or to despair or simply to give up, but to realize at that moment the great power of the presence of Jesus Christ through the sacraments and the gift of the Holy Spirit to grant faith and hope. So we might ask, what are the sources of temptation? The first source of temptation, quite frankly, is the hatred of Satan for the human race. And I think we have to, especially in our own time, be frank about the existence of the devil and how he operates in our life, in spite of all of the exaggerations that people use when they talk about the devil, the way he is pictured and whatnot. The existence of Satan and his hatred is a fact. After all, Satan is the father of lies. But he is also a fallen angel. He's intelligent, extraordinarily clever, and sometimes even appealing. I've often thought that if the devil actually looked like how we portray him pictorially, who would fall for him? He's so ugly and so obvious. But there's a kind of cleverness and a disguising to Satan, especially in his tempting. Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen once remarked in a homily I heard him preach that before a person sins, the devil seems to be his best friend. Oh, it isn't so bad. It's just a small thing. Go ahead, make you feel good. But after you actually give in to the temptation and sin, the devil becomes your worst judge, mocking you, scolding you. He is unforgiving, and he wishes you to feel the same kind of despair and pain that he endures. So that we have to realize that he roams around the world seeking the ruin of souls. But we also have to accept our own responsibility in facing these temptations and overcoming them. And I think another source of the temptation is the darkening of our minds. We tend sometimes to forget who we are, and we forget who God is. We forget our responsibilities. We sometimes do not realize fully the meaning of God's life around us. We do not understand fully the Jesus who calls us to follow him in his footsteps. This is why St. Bernard of Clairvaux, when speaking of conversion, said that the first act of conversion is that of the mind. We have to seek the truth and know the truth in order to live it, so that by our desire to know the truth, by the training of our mind, by our study, by our meditation, by our reading, especially of the Word of God, we can dispel that darkness of mind and walk more clearly in the light of faith. And it is a weapon against temptations. But secondly, we have not only to know the truth, but we have to understand how to live it. And this takes a discipline of our body and soul. It's a turning of our will toward that which is good and willing to choose it. And our spiritual discipline is especially important in the season of Lent, when through human weakness and lack of discipline, we can sometimes fall into a deadly sin by just simply passing not only through temptation, but simply living it. It can be caused sometimes through our weakness. Sickness sometimes makes us feel so egotistical. It makes us wonder about the presence of God. There can be discouragement, sloth. That is simply a loss of interest in the spiritual life. And as we are told in this account of Jesus in the desert, that after fasting for 40 days, he was hungry, and you notice that Satan then tempts us in that very spot by asking him to command that God turn these stones into bread. And in our human weakness, we need that discipline of the will. And we also need the prayers and support of the entire community. Another source of temptation and weakness, really, is presumption and pride. We sometimes believe we are stronger than we actually are, that we can do this. I know that reality. I've been there before. And then the fall calls all the harder, because presumption is really a form of pride. And the worst of the pride is believing that we are the authors of our own existence. This was the temptation that the devil gave to Adam and Eve, to believe that they were godlike, they were the authors of their own existence. And this is a profound temptation in our own present world. And that temptation is powerful, especially given our great advances in technology and in natural sciences. We also might be tempted to tempt God, as the devil tried to get Jesus to do, believing that whatever we do doesn't matter to God. God has given us the gift of freedom, but we sometimes forget that it is also given with justice and with the truth. And the worst way of being tempted is forgetting who God is and despairing. My dear friends, as I said, temptations are a fact of human life for Christians. I've often come to realize that the devil hates to be laughed at. And especially in a time of temptation, we might simply say, we know what you're up to, this has happened before, and you turn away to that focus on what is good, what is gracious, what is loving from God. But these days of Lent are a wonderful day, a time to realize the temptations in our life, to realize how we can face them and overcome them. But of course, we have to begin by remembering that when God calls us to repentance, it is because of his mercy and his profound love. And he will continue to call until the moment of our death. And we pray God for a deeper realization of his presence, his love, his mercy, as well as his truth and commandments. And in that fashion, Lent becomes not a dreary time, but a time of conversion, that we might enjoy the great power of Easter Sunday.